We're going to take a moment to understand unhelpful beliefs about food, weight and shape. We develop beliefs based on our experiences and our learnings. Often the beliefs are strengthened over time and can lead to us creating rules and assumptions. Our disordered eating can also sometimes align to our beliefs and our values, but it can lead to unhelpful and sometimes quite dangerous behaviours. Beliefs are our brain's way of dealing with the complexity of the world. It's common for us to develop beliefs based around the things that we've seen, heard, or experienced in the past. And it's really common for people to hold strong beliefs about food, weight, or shape. Some examples of some beliefs may be things like carbohydrates will cause you to gain weight, being thin will be making you more likeable, and that you must eat perfectly. And if you think about some of the past messages that we've received from things like the media, from public health, it's quite common to develop these beliefs based on those messages. The problem with having quite strong beliefs is that often it'll go against what we want to achieve, and sometimes it can cause us to have unhelpful thoughts. Often disordered eating can feel like it aligns to our belief and value systems. For example, we might have a value that we want to be healthy, and that might lead you to undertake behaviours such as restricting or over-exercising. And ultimately, this behaviour takes you away from your true value, because often it becomes a rigid behaviour that can be dangerous. The vicious cycle of our unhelpful thoughts may lead us to engaging in unhelpful behaviours. For example, we might avoid mirrors or body checking. We may binge eat at times or emotionally eat. We may follow fad diets or over-exercise to change our body shape. We're going to undertake a reflective activity to reflect on our beliefs and our values. If we're aware of them, then we're able to then change them or understand how they may progress into unhelpful thoughts or behaviours. To help discover what your strong beliefs or values are, think of a time recently where you maybe have felt distress while eating. And have a think about what was going on for you on the underneath of that. An example of mine is around sugar. So quite often when I go out to eat, I won't eat dessert because I believe that sugar is bad for me. I've been told that it's bad and it makes me not healthy and that I must cut it out from my diet. So when I go into a restaurant and everybody else is eating a dessert around me, I find it impossible to resist. This has led to me changing my behaviour, and now I just don't go out to eat because it's difficult to resist sweet things when other people are eating it. We're going to undertake an activity to understand any strong beliefs or values that may be having an impact on your eating. You may feel that some of these beliefs and values are positive towards your eating. But have a think. We're going to go through an example. After this, pause the course and download the activity below and fill it in.